Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chagiga Daf Tessa. We are starting at the beginning of the brand new parak, and today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Mirim Sarabas Miakam Moshe Hernish Amosh and Heaven Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us ain't darshan by Arayas Bishloisha. No darshaning in Arayas with three people, which means a Rebbe is not allowed to teach three Talmidim the reasons behind the Isra of Arayas in the Torah. And Veloy B'Maisa Bereishis Mishnayim, no darshaning Maisa Bereishis, the beginning of creation, in front of two Talmidim. And Veloy B'Merkava B'Yachid, no darshaning the Maisa Merkava, which refers to Yishan Yecheskel Navi's descriptions of what they saw up in Shemayim. This not will be darshaned even to one Talmud. Elim Kain, or Yechacham Mevin Midaitai, unless he's a Chacham who can understand certain things on his own without having to be spelled out. Also, Vchalm Estakab Abadvarim, anyone who contemplates four things, Rasi like Ilu Lai Bala Ilam, it would have been better for him not to have come to the world. What are these four things? Malamalon, what's all the way up above the Shemaim? Malamatan, what's below the deepest depths of the earth? Malfunim Malachar, what was before the world and what's going to be afterwards? And lastly, Koshalai Chasal Kvay Kainai, anyone doesn't have a care for the honor of his creator, Rasi like Ilu Lai Bala Ilam, it would have been better for him not to come to the world. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Ein Darshan B'Arayas B'Shloisha V'Chulu, Rabba says B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva Hi. This is actually just Rabbi Akiva, Barum Krabi Shmal. However, according to Rabbi Shmal, it would be okay to darshan to three people, Rabbi Shmal Tani Azharos, because Rabbi Shmal teaches that this is in regards to Azharos. What does that mean? So, Psukim, specifically by Arayas, one of them says Ish, it has a double lashon of Ish, and one of those is extra, and we're able to learn from there that Arayas is not able to be taught to three people. Again, that's according to Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Shmal, who uses this drasha of Ish and other Psukim as well for something else, so he would learn that you are allowed to darshan Arayas in front of three people. Now the question is, L'ovda, practically, who do we paskin like? The answer is, Rav Ami Yosef Masni, from the fact that Rav Ami was sitting and teaching, Azhar L'Sheichav, Azhar L'Nishkav, that the fact that we have this double pasuk, Ish that we just quoted, one of those is a warning, it's Azhara, for the Sheichav, for the one who's doing the act that's Usher, and another one is the warning for the one who's the Nishkav, they're having the act done to them. Hadamar that tells us, Halach Rabbi Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Shmuel, because this is according to Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, so we see that actually one would be allowed to darshan Arayas, Bishloisha. That's why based on the topic of marketing, so the next one, Vloy Maisa Bereishis Mishnayim, no darshan Maisa Bereishis in front of two. So Rabbi says Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva Hi. This is also Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Rav Rabbi Shmuel, Darshan, Mekorin Rabbi Shmuel. One is allowed to Darshan Maisa Bereishis to two people. Bottom line is L'ovda. Practically, what's allowed to be done? The answer is Mad Rabbi Yehuda Rapazi Yosef Darash. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda Rapazi was sitting in Darshaning. B'tchilo Haya Olam Mayim B'Mayim. Originally, the world was water with water. Hadamar that tells us Halachas Rabbi Shmuel, Halachas Rabbi Shmuel, because he was Darshaning this publicly, and so we see the Halachas Rabbi Shmuel. Now we discuss at greater length what Rabbi Yehuda Rapazi was saying. Darshan Rabbi Yehuda Rapazi tells us B'tchilo Haya Olam Mayim B'Mayim. Originally, the world was just water with water. Maybe that means Mayim Alyanim Mayim Techtainim, or maybe water is mixed with each other. Either which way, it was just water and water, and that's it. Ma'atam was the source for this. So the pasuk tells us, Ruach Elokim Rechefes Al Pnei Hamayim, the Ruach Elokim was hovering on top of the water. Then, Chazar Asai Sheleg, Hashem went and turned the water into snow, making it a little bit harder. As the pasuk says, Mashlich Karcha Kefitim, Karcha is Lashon of ice, and that's like snow. Then, Chazar Asai Eretz, he then turned the snow into the land, as the pasuk says, Kila Sheleg Yoimar Heve Aretz, for he says to the snow, Become the Eretz. And Va'aretz, Amen Salmayim, the land stands on water, as the pasuk says, L'reika aretz al hamayim, to one who spreads the land on the water, and v'amayim oimdim al harim, the water is on mountains, as the pasuk says, al harim yamdumayim, and v'aharim oimdim al ruach, the mountains are on wind, as the pasuk says, ki hine yotzer harim uvayri ruach, and ruach tuli b'sa'ara, the wind depends on storm blowing it about, as the pasuk says, ruach sa'ara oisei devaroi, and u'sa'ara sa'kash baruch hu kimin kameo tuli b'zroyai, the sa'ara, the storm, Hashem ki'ilu made it into a kameo, an amulet, and put it on his arm. Remember, as the pasuk says, Umitachas Zrois Oilam. Now we continue discussing one of these psukim mentioned Rabbi Yehuda Rapazi, Kihine Yotzer Harim V'Gaimer, the Echon Mishisha Makrais Shayar Rabbi Kairoson Ubaicha. This is one of six psukim the Rabbi would read and he would cry as he read them. Number one is Bakshas Hashem Kal Anve Arts V'Gaimer, which literally translated means seek out Hashem, all of you humble people of the land, and talks about how these people do good. And then at the end, the pasuk says, Ulai Sisas Rubiyam Af Hashem. Perhaps you're going to be concealed on the day of Hashem's anger. And he cried because it talks about good people, but they're still not promised that they're going to be protected. The next pasuk says, Sin Rav Evutai V'Gaimer, one should hate evil and love good. And then the pasuk says, Ula Yechnan Hashem Alekit Zvaka She'erus Yosef, then maybe Hashem is going to grant favor to the She'erus Yosef. So we see that even though a person has these good things in him, he still won't necessarily be granted this favor by Hashem. And again, that would be the reason why Rebbe cried when he read this pasuk. Third pasuk is, Yitin B'Afar Piyu V'Gaimer, let him put his mouth to the dust. And the pasuk concludes, Ula Yesh Tekva, that only maybe there's going to be hope. The next pasuk tells us, Kias Kol Maisa V'Gaimer, that for every action a person does, Hashem is going to bring it to justice. And the pasuk continues saying, I'll call Nelam, even from something which is hidden. In other words, a person did something b'shaygeg, still Hashem's going to judge him for that. That's a reason to cry. Another pasuk which we're going to talk at greater length about tells us that Vayomer Shmuel Ashol, Shmuel said to Shol, Lamehir Gaztani V'Gaimer, why did you agitate me to raise me up? This was a whole story how after Shmuel Anavi died, Shol wasn't so sure what to do regarding war to Plishtim, and the Urim B'Tumim didn't give him an answer, and so he ended up going to a woman who practiced witchcraft called necromancy. It's basically bringing up dead neshamos, and Shol asked her to bring up Shmuel so he could ask him. So Shmuel got upset when his neshama was brought up, why are you being marked as me to raise me up? Now explain what exactly was bothering Shmuel. Amar Loi, he told Shaul, number one, Loi Elcha Lahargiz Baracha Elbi. Did you have nobody else to anger Hashem through that person? You had to pick me? You're doing something to Asr Midarai, so you're doing this Oiv to bring me up. Why'd you have to pick me? You could have done somebody else. Also, Asisani Avoy Dazar Shalcha, you made me into your Avoy Dazara. Inat Yedea, don't you know? Kshem Shen Ephraim in Oiv, Kachin Ephraim in Anevad. Just like the one who serves Avoy Dazar gets punished, the one who was served, even though it wasn't their fault, they're also going to get punished. And also, not only that, El Shisi Savar Shu Yom Adin Yisrevesi. I thought it was Yom Hadin when I was being called and I got very afraid. So what about this made Rebbe cry? Vayidvarim Kalachomer to Kalachomer. Mayim Shmuel Ram Shel Nevi'im. Shmuel, who was the Rebbe of all the Nevi'im. Shekas Abayit says about him, V'yeda Kol Yisrael Midon Vad Be'er Sheva V'Gaymer, that all the Yidin from Don until Be'er Sheva knew that Shmuel was a Neman to Hashem, as the Pasuk says. Nizrim Yom Hadin. Shmuel was afraid of Yom Hadin. Anu Achaz Kama Kama. For sure, we should be afraid of Yom Hadin. Lastly, the sixth Pasuk is V'Hadin, this Pasuk that we had before, Kine Yitzar Har V'Bay Ruach V'Gaymer, for he forms mountains and creates winds. And the Pasuk continues saying, U'magid La'adam Ma'Seichai, and he tells a person what his conversation was, and that tells us Afilu Dvarim She'en Bem Chet, even words that aren't sinful, there's nothing wrong with them, Nechdav La'adam Ma'Pinkasai, they're going to be written on a person's notebook about what he did and what he said. And now we clarify, U'mi'magid La'adam, who's going to tell that about the person? The answer is, Hev Al Yosim Piv, it's the actual breath that came out of his mouth, those are going to turn into the words on the notebook, on the ledger, and that's who's going to testify about him. We continue with Chagas Ezra Shem Rav Yavitz, this Pasuk that we just quoted says, Yotzer Har Muvay Ruach. Then the continuation is something that we're going to be focusing on. After it says Umagil Adam Asechai, it says Oisei Shachar Eifa. Question is, what does that mean? So from Chag says Rishim Ruyavitz, Ilin Sifaroi Toyu Chashech Vafela. When it says Shachar, that has to do with the morning. That's Sifaroi, as in the Aramaic word Tzafra. And then when it says Eifa, that's referring to Toyu Chashech and Afela. Now once we mention that Hashem is Bayer Ruach, we have something about this. Reader Pazi says Rishim Ruyavitz, Reb Yuda Adar Yonos Shola Akilas Hager. Adar Yonos asked Akilas the Ger. This is either referring to the famous uncles whom we know, or perhaps somebody else whose name was Akilas. So he asked him as follows. Kushten Atun Amrin, is it really true what you say? Dein Alma Kaimal Rucha, that his world only stays because of the Ruach? So Amrlei told him, yes, 100%. So Amrlei, he told Akilas, Min Heinat Maidali, how are you going to prove that to me? So Amrlei told him, Aisili Hognin, bring me some camels. So Aisili Hognin, he brought him camels. At Ununun to Unehain, he loaded them up with heavy loads. Akimun Varbon, he had them stand up and sit down. And then Naston, he brought them outside, Vechankun, and he choked them. Amrlei, he then told Adar Yonos, Heilucha Akimun, here, you stand them up. Amrlei told him, Min Dechankatun, now that you strangle them, you choke them, I'm not able to stand them up, they're dead. So Amrlei told him, Kun chasartanun loy rucha hi denafkas minhain, isn't the only thing they're lacking is the air that came out of them? So you see that if these camels are only able to last or only able to live because of the ruach in them, alachas kam v'kama, the entire world is only there because of the ruach. We're sorry for the day, pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.